a publication by the Trussell Trust of Food Bank Statistics, and it shows very much and very worryingly the deprivation and poverty is absolutely rife in 2018, and has been worsened by the continued austerity that has been implemented from the Tory government, but particularly in the absence of the Assembly. Many families and individuals are reliant on emergency food due to poverty and deprivation, and it's not something that you'd expect to hear in 2018.
And you're saying that the key to solving all of this is more investment, but you're saying that it seems to be falling on deaf ears.
We also have to remember what leads to this. We have to look at what causes these problems and not just about the problem itself. There's been major cuts to benefits, universal credit imposed by the Tory government and backed by Sinn Féin in the previous Assembly. There's been cuts to emergency grants and crisis loans, and there's been no meaningful investment in the area whatsoever. So there's increasing issues all the time, and particularly around mental health and debt and huge shortage of social housing. All these factors feed in to this situation that we're now finding ourselves in. And when you have a family, or if you have a parent or parents who are worried about how they're going to put food on their tables to feed their children, that shows very, very clearly and harshly how difficult the circumstances are of some families out there. And it's something that certainly as an MLA that I've been working very hard to assist people with, particularly around benefits and ensuring that they're getting the right entitlements. It doesn't take away from the efforts of the food bank itself. It does tremendous work in supporting people, but nonetheless, I preferred if people didn't need food banks. Unfortunately, the system, as broken and as divided as it is forcing people into needing to rely heavily on these food banks to survive and to feed their families.